We ain't no sailors on the sea, in ships decked out with sails. There ain't no call for captain, mate or boatswain. But we knows more of paddling boats on river, pond or stream than any beast whatever sailed the ocean. Give me a good old logboat, that's the craft to keep me fit. When a logboat ain't carrying a gowsome, well, a gowsome's carrying it. I bet there's no saltwater beast headed back to home who's reached the land and heard his captain order. Oh, pause on shore, now lift this ship and carry it on your heads. It looks to me like we've run out of water. Give me a good old logboat, that's the craft to keep me fit. When a logboat ain't carrying a gowsome, well, a gowsome's carrying it.
Twilight was already covering the woodlands when they reached their destination. The place Gowsome called, the Crookstream and Ripples, looked peaceful enough to Maudie. She organised supper as the shrews tethered their logboats to the bank, loading them so they would be ready to move on the morrow. A foraging party brought in some button mushrooms, scallions and early acorns, which Maudie used as a filling for the pasties she was making. Lug Lug commented as they sat beneath the bankside willows.
I tell you, Miss Maudie, I ain't never tasted pasties as nice as these in all me seasons. Eh, how would you like to become a gowsome cook? The job's yours if you want it. In fact, I'll make you a grand gowsome chef and give you a staff of helpers. What do you say?
The hermaid shook her head.
Sorry, afraid not, sir. I'm a salmandastron hare of the Long Patrol. Couldn't imagine myself balancing a whopping great logboat between my ears and singing portaging songs. Besides, I've got a jolly old mission to complete. Couldn't very well do that and toddle off to be a blinking gowsome chef to boost what?
Lug Lug looked crestfallen, but he made no further mention of the subject.